This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Police are investigating a second shooting this week connected to an Aurora high school. CPR's Allison Sherry reports three people were injured in today's shooting, which happened as church leaders and community activists gathered to decry youth violence.
Sabemos que las cosas han sido difíciles aquí.
Clergy members and Black and Latino activists from across Aurora gathered to speak out against a string of youth shootings across the city this week that have wounded nine teens. Nicole Monroe works at an anti-violence program for the city and county of Denver and has a kid at Hinckley High School, the site of Friday's shooting. She was late to the gathering because she had to go check and make sure her child was okay.
We need action for red tape to go down, for walls to come down, for barriers to come down, and if anything, for people to come to the line and say, how do I help? I don't want to see my baby hurt. I don't want to see anybody else's baby hurt.
Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman says he's reached out to the governor for some help and a more strategic approach to curb youth violence. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Governor Polis says Coloradans who test positive for COVID can now elect themselves to receive the monoclonal antibody treatment.
Previously, monoclonal antibody treatment needed to be referred from a doctor, but that is an impediment to many people being able to access that treatment.
Coloradans can call the state to see if they're eligible for the treatment and set a possible appointment. Early treatment reduces risk of severe illness, hospitalization, and death. Chance of snow showers tonight, down to 25 degrees in the Central Mountains. You're listening to CPR News.